Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Hey, UK Bills Mafia. This is Christian Wade of your Buffalo Bills. This is the Red, White, and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast with your hosts, Matt and Alex. Let's go, Buffalo! Woo!
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Red, White, and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast, Bills news with a UK twist. It's Matt and Alex on your airwaves. Alex, how are you doing?
You don't want me to answer that question because of the US election, so let's talk about football.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I actually watched I watched it to about 2:30 on the on Tuesday, and then I had to give up. But yes, let's move on to to football. It is the 6-2 Bills versus the 5-1. Is it 5 still?
Were they 6-1?
6-1 Seahawks. The Bills Stadium. Initial thoughts.
You know, I did the Seahawks UK podcast last night, and I made a comment about how this feels like a game that's going to be a shootout. But then, you know, every time anybody ever says that, the game's going to end up being 14-10, you know? So, I mean, every single stat that I poured over in preparation for this game indicates that we're going to have something where it's like 40-36. But when in the NFL does anything ever happen the way it's supposed to, right?
No,
I mean,
exactly.
The Seahawks offense, I mean, especially their passing game, is unrivaled in the league this year. So the Bills really do have their work cut out for them. The defense, the secondary, is going to have to show up, and Josh Allen is going to have to be, you know, first month of the season, Josh Allen.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. I think it's you can't have anything that's not first 4 weeks, Josh, yeah, at all, especially in this game. I mean, stats don't lie, and we were better in the first four games than we have been in the second four games.
Yeah, I made a comment early on in the season, I think when we were analyzing the Titans game, that it was too early in the season to really have the stats really show you exactly who they are. But now at the midpoint of the season, the stats show exactly who these teams are. So the Seattle offense, second in completion percentage, eighth in total yards, third in yards per pass per play attempt. Sorry, that's for their passing attempt. For their offense overall, they're first in the league at yards per play at 6.4. I mean, you know, we all know they have the most passing touchdowns, and on a play-per-play basis, they have the highest touchdown percentage. When you look at, you know, the Bills injury report and, like, who's going to be able to stop these guys, Micah Hyde's going to need to be in this game. You know, we have, Metcalf and Lockett. With, you know, Metcalf averages 97 yards per game, Lockett with 82. That stat alone supports the tandem in the NFL. Both are top 10 in the NFL in that stat. So it's going to be a situation where you're going to have to possibly, you know, pressure Wilson, but not with too much, because you can't leave guys open, because he's going to find guys. Milano's going to have to be fit because Russell can scramble. This is actually a really good game to prepare us for Arizona, because Wilson's an older Kyler Murray. Murray's more susceptible to mistakes because he's younger. But these next two games are quite identical in the offense, in the passing offense that we're facing. So this defense hopefully is going to be able to. our best players are going to have to be on the field. And the injury report yesterday doesn't show that, so that is kind of worrisome.
Yeah, no, that is a real worry. I mean, maybe some of them, probably you'd say that some of them are just like your day rest for the veterans. I mean, Jerry Hughes usually has obviously Mitch Morse, he's not playing. Unless he's come through it with his four previous concussions on top of that one, I don't see him making that game. So
yeah, I really wouldn't want to risk that just for the guy's overall health. I mean, think about life in general, not just football, you know?
Yeah. So then you've got to hope that Cody Ford's better, so you can keep Feliciano at center, unless we don't know this, they're actually running with Bates as center, would make a bit more sense.
We can't watch practice, right? So, you know, exactly. We'll see what they roll out. I mean, obviously, they were comfortable enough with Feliciano at center last week that's where he's going to be again. But, you know, this offensive line, in terms of protecting Allen, they've been great all season, and that's going to be, you know, one of the most important things is keeping Allen in the pocket with time to throw, because that's when he was at his best. In weeks 1 through 4, he stood in the pocket and he kept his eyes downfield. Over the last few weeks, he's been bouncing out of the pocket more, kind of scrambling, kind of acting under pressure, even though he hasn't been. So hopefully we can get back to a more controlled Josh Allen.
Seahawks defense is ranked right near the bottom, isn't it?
It's literally everything. I mean, the stats indicate that we can keep up with them. Seattle, on their offense, they score 46.8% of their drives, the Bills at 45.6. So their defense hurts them a lot more than ours does when you look at, you know, what they give up. Second most yards in the league, 3,226. The Bills at 2,865. We talk about how we hate our D. Seattle hates their D even more. They allow the most passing yards in the league with an average of 358 yards per game. And it's long passes and short passes. They allow an average depth of 8.1 yards per catch, and also are the eighth highest in yards after the catch. And they don't even pressure the quarterback. That they do it less than we do. So really, this is an opportunity for Allen to do what he wants against a defense that is sometimes not even visible on the field.
So what would you say then would be the game plan on that? I mean, we've got hope that Chris Carson's is not going to be able to play, which doesn't look, it looks like he may do, because they won't have Carlos Hyde. They'll turn to DJ Dallas on there. Obviously you're going to have White covering Metcalf best as possible, and it's just who you're going to stick on Lockett, who surprising in the last game wasn't used as much. I didn't see his name called as much. So what would you say would be our game plan?
Yeah, I mean, Seattle, I mean, with Metcalf and Lockett, they really go back and forth. But our offensive game plan, I'll get to first. We need to do two things. This is really the recipe for any team, honestly. But based off of last week, our ability to run the ball well could hopefully lead to Seattle game planning for that. And if Seattle game plans for a running attack, then we should be able to really work on our play action. So let me see here. And also, one of the other important things is, I mean, we talked a few weeks ago about the wide receiver drop rate. We're fifth in the league in drop percentage. So the wide receivers really need to be near perfect to be able to keep up with Seattle's offense. The Bills are third in the NFL in yards gained per play action pass. If we abandon the run, then play action won't work. So we really need to focus on staying on a balanced attack. Drive one, run the ball. Drive two, play action. Drive three, throw the ball. Drive four, run the, you know, really just mix it up. Keep Seattle on their heels. Dable's going to have to be creative without getting too crazy. Because I think with the Bills offense, when Dable wants to get creative, he gets a little too nutty and things just kind of get out of sync.
Yeah.
So if the Bills can have a balanced attack where we, you know, focus on Diggs and Beasley past the 10-yard mark, a lot of people have heard the stat, if you hadn't, Josh Allen, over the last 3 or 4 weeks on passes over 10 yards, has been the worst quarterback in the league in that statistic. So that needs to be cleaned up. And that's going to be, I mean, the Patriots last week dropped like 7 in coverage nearly all game. So he didn't have a lot of room to throw the ball. And that's why we had success running the ball. So it's going to be a lot of what does Seattle do and adjust quickly and then keep things balanced to dictate. My philosophy in offense is dictate, don't react. If the defense is doing something, you know, react to what their weakness is. But if they're taking something away, you know, don't change what you do best. Don't ever change what you do best. And what we've done best is throw the ball down the field. And Seattle wants us to do that.
No, exactly. I think it is. It is what it is. I mean, yes, the run game last week, we rushed for nearly 200 yards. But as you say, the majority of the plays, the defensive snaps, the Patriots were having 6-7 defensive backs out there, which just meant you're going to have Singletary and Moss actually running against smaller defenders.
Mm-hmm.
When they get past, obviously, the front four in this instance with it. But yeah, what we've seen, I think, as I say, Feliciano is probably the key, like he was last week. Because once we've got him back, now we've got him back, he is opening up those lanes a lot more. So yeah, our run game is the one that we need to do and get both of them out in the on the same play together. Let the Seahawks defense actually worry about that. We love playing the four wide receivers spread out and all that. Then play Singletary and Moss in there and have Diggs, Beasley and Brown out there as well. So you got those five.
Well, you gotta hope on Brown's recovery. He hasn't looked right for a while and he's on the injury report again this week. I know that he's an important aspect of this offense, but it's really time to Gabe Davis to step up and show that he can, stand in there with all of the successful rookie wide receivers this year. He should be at a point now this season where we can put more pressure on him, use him more, and rely on him more. That drop last week, honestly, I think, if he doesn't drop that touchdown last week, we're not really talking about worrying about Josh Allen against the Patriots. That one play, I think, could really change the whole perception of what our passing offense did last week. I mean, it's really tough to see an opportunity. I mean, we have how many years of losing games like this to look back on? My confidence level is not too high. I mean, when I'm trying to break down how we can stop Seattle's offense, it's tough to come up with anything. I mean, one of the crazier stats that I've seen is that Seattle is only 39% on third down. But the fact also is they've only faced the second fewest third down attempts all season, only 74 third down attempts all season. So they get their 10 yards on first and second down. They make big plays down the field. They're very successful. Even when they run the ball, they're averaging 5 yards per carry. So they can really do anything. I would consider possibly a mix of zone blitzes and disguising assignments to bait Russell Wilson into forcing the ball. He does have 6 interceptions on the year. His interception percentage is higher than Josh Allen's. I mean, the guy is going to win MVP. So to say that we can beat him by confusing him or pressuring him, it isn't exactly a true statement. But it's honestly possibly, if you take the stigma away of it's Russell Wilson, if you just maybe treat him as a normal quarterback, I don't know. There's really nothing to say. There's really no way I can consider to beat him other than outscore him.
Yeah,
you would maybe want to think that, you know, they know they could beat us on the ground because our run game is so bad. So maybe they want to run the ball more. Maybe Pete Carroll gets a little too weird and crazy and out coaches himself. I don't know. There's really no way to stop the Seattle offense. So just, you know, don't worry about what the Bills defense looks like this week, because Seattle's a they're a world breaker. I mean, we faced the Tennessee offense that destroyed us, a Kansas City offense that beat us, but this is the best offense that we have seen and will see all season. So let's not be too hard on the defense because their assignments are too tough. Let's just hope that our offense can keep up with them.
Yeah,
and also, last thing about our defense, I mean, we've been happy with a bend don't break approach, but if Seattle gets into the red zone, they score an 88% of their red zone drives. They score an 88% of their red zone possessions. So, in every facet of this game, the Bills defense has their hands full. This wouldn't be a game to call for Leslie Frazier to be fired, because no defense has been able to stop them all season. So the focus of this game really has to be on the Bills' offense and their success.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're talking about red zone. I think that's something that we've got to improve on offense as well. I mean, at the moment we're 13th best in the red zone with 62.5%. The last 3 weeks we've dropped down to 45.45%, the fifth lowest.
Yeah, I mean, so, we had tops in the league. We were top five in the league through the first month of the season. So that needs to get cleaned up. They need to convert. They need to have that confidence that they will. They need to have the right play calls that can get the job done. It can't be because Knox is out. It can't be because Brown is out. It has to all be down to execution. There have been mistakes. Allen's taken some pressure and gotten silly with it. There needs to be the confidence. You know, we talk a lot about, Allen talks a lot about, I need to be better. The more you say that, the more you're convincing yourself that you're bad.
Yeah.
We need to get out of that mindset. We need to have something that they can be proud of. To tie it back to, you know, hockey, which I do a little too often. the Sabres a few years ago traded away one of their best players in Ryan O'Reilly. He was a center. Center's the most important position in hockey. He all season said, I need to be better. We need to be better. I can't make the mistakes I make. We, the Sabres, emotionally broke him down. We trade him to St. Louis, and he goes and wins the Stanley Cup, and he has one of his best seasons of his career. Confidence is so important. If Allen can have that swagger, we have a chance to win this game. So let's go out there and play like we know we can beat this defense, because we can. It's very doable.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've given all that information in there. It's now up to that defense, up to that secondary. I mean,
what do you think is going to happen?
I think Trey will try and lock down the best he can Metcalf. The only thing I'm worried about is you're going to put the likes of Wallace, who's not the fastest. You will have, you probably won't have Josh Norman. If you had it, that would be a disaster against Lockett. Teron Johnson and Cam Lewis, if he's playing, all one of them getting assigned to cover Lockett. You're going to have to get a safety help on top of that to do it.
I would expect more zone than man in this game.
Because, I mean, it depends on what the injury report comes out with. If Seattle don't have Carson available, they don't have Hyde available, then I could see it being a little bit more comfortable in the fact that they can focus a bit more on Lockett and Metcalf without obviously abandoning the defense as a whole. But I think we need to get Milano out there for a lot more snaps than necessary and try and keep AJ Klein off the pitch as best as possible. But it will be an interesting game. I mean, Diggs, he's what, the second highest receiver at the moment in the NFL. He's about 40 yards ahead of Metcalf.
Yeah, if they even try and take Diggs away, A, they won't be able to, and B, it's going to leave room for everybody else. So we have an offense that can succeed.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen that in the last couple of weeks where they've taken Diggs away, and you can just throw underneath, and Beasley is going to be is the main benefactor.
Yeah, I mean, Beasley being able to get yak yards, I think, is going to be a key success for us. Hitting him underneath, setting up blocks down the field for him. Isaiah McKenzie on some sweeps, something like that. Just get the ball in our guys' hands, because Seattle cannot converge on the ball carrier. They leave gaps open in the field. They make mistakes, and it just needs to be taken advantage of.
Well, exactly. I think they need to get McKenzie involved a lot more in this offense, at least for this game, because when you're facing the Seahawks in their 31st ranked defense, you should be looking to exploit that a lot more than necessary. And with McKenzie on the sweeps and on the slot with Beasley and all that, and having Moss and Singletary there as well, it's definitely something that we've got to look to exploit. I mean, it's going to be a good game, and it's the live Sky game on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to listen to Neil Reynolds quite a bit, but in the breaks. But
I don't know, is he bad or is he good? I mean, I've never watched a game on Sky. I don't get the Sky Sports, so I don't have that. I stream it, so I get the US feed, and I hate those US announcers with burning passion.
I mean, his commentary is good. He is in-depth knowledge, but he's a Dolphins fan, and sometimes he just. I know some people are not keen on him as a person, but it's probably just a rivalry thing on there. But it's good that we're getting exposure. Yes, it's against Seattle, and it shows that we're still relevant regardless of that of the last 4 weeks that we've had where we've struggled. But it's going to be a fun game. I mean, not every team is beatable. I mean, we've seen the Chiefs. They've been beatable. Seahawks obviously been beatable. Pittsburgh, they got lucky, but they are beatable.
I don't know. I can't say that they got lucky. I mean, they did their job, you know?
Yeah. And the Ravens, they can be beaten. Every team can be beaten. It's just the game plan now that to get it in.
Yeah, this game being on Sky is also important for just, you know, the undertones of the fact that if Josh Allen has another really good game, we're going to be welcoming more fans to the UK Bills Mafia, and I think that's really important. To get respect, you have to have, you know, fans, and fans need to enjoy what they watch. And if this Bills offense can be enjoyable, then I think we're going to have a lot more attention in the UK and worldwide, nationwide. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Even if we lose, if Allen goes for 400 yards and 4 touchdowns, there's going to be an ability to know that, hey, he can do this again. So that's great. And hopefully, you know, even if a loss does happen, hopefully we get some love for our quarterback, whom we all love.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be one of those. It'll be one of those games. It's going to be a good spectacular spectacle. Fuck's sake.
I hope it is. I hope it is. I you know, like I said at the beginning, like, let's hope this isn't like, you know, one of those games where just everybody looks ugly and it's 14-10. Let's really hope that this is one that is at least exciting. Yeah. I mean, I have us losing, so I hope it's fun at least. What do you think?
I can't remember what I had. I know I had a splitting this week, or these next 2 weeks.
Now, forget what you said in the past, because obviously you did. What do you think now?
I think we can come out on top on this.
I hope you're right.
I think we can come out on top. I think there is a lot. There's still a lot of points on that board that we've got on offense. The defense, it will make plays when it wants to make plays, but we know what this defense can do. I mean, we faced the Chiefs and their explosive offense. Okay, and we managed to find a way to keep it close-ish.
No, we did. I mean, we were down to one score, but our defense couldn't get a stop. So we had a shot at that game.
So we know we can hang with these explosive these offenses, and I know there's going to be a game plan for it. It might be a case that with the Chiefs that they're going to follow the same game path as that game and focus on taking away the throwing game. Because what Russell Wilson, I think, is in all games this year has thrown for, I think, four touchdowns or more, or at least three or more, plus more touchdowns whole season. So if they can bring in that Kansas defense, the way they actually play a bit more zonal and obviously try and get someone, as we said in that game, to spy on Wilson, because we know he still can do us on the ground.
Right.
If we can do that and our run defense is actually hold up, and hopefully we're not facing Carson, then it's going to be it can be a game where I will see us come out on top. Again, I'm gonna say it's gonna be a one score game, but I've got hopes that it's gonna be a Bills win.
I don't remember what I said last night when I was on the Seahawks podcast, but I'm going to say 33-28 Seahawks.
Okay.
I hope I'm wrong. I will always finish that with, I hope I'm wrong.
Why? Why do you not hope you're wrong?
Well, because...
If I'm
wrong, then that
means... Yeah. No. I got it. My mind actually went... my mind went there. But, no, it's going to be an interesting spectacle. We're going to live on national TV again. Last time, I think we were live on TV on a Sunday night. We actually had probably our biggest recruitment of the year. So, hopefully...
Right, let's do that again.
Hopefully that will happen again. So unless you've got anything else to say.
I will refrain from commenting on U.S. politics. I wanted to right there, but no, my final word would not be about that.
Oh, Biden's got it.
Well, I hope so. It's close. Don't get me started. No. This is a football podcast. Let's just end the thing. Let's go.
Well, he just needs what? Atlanta, not Atlanta. He needs Arizona and Nevada, and he's got it.
Allegedly, he has Arizona already. He just needs Nevada for that 6 more electoral college votes, and it's over.
Yeah.
If you don't understand how that works, you know, send me a message on Twitter, and I'll explain our stupid system to you. But, you know, let's hope we get this out of the way, and let's just focus on football going forward.
Yeah. So we've got no other words to say other than we could probably talk about the election. It's keep showing your love and support to us as a podcast, as a fan group. Follow us on Twitter at UK_Bills, at RWBB_podcast. Find us on Facebook, Buffalo Bills UK. Join up, get involved, ask to be popped into our Facebook chat group. Lots of stuff goes on there, which is fun. Obviously, and you've got the YouTube channel Buffalo Bills UK with all our shows again, and hopefully we'll have more content on there. Me and you are going to be discussing this and getting this sorted, Alex. But it's all we can say is for this time until next time. It's a good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for your support, your love. Keep hitting the subscribe button on YouTube and on your favorite podcast channels. And for Alex, this is Matt. We're saying go Bills.
Go Bills.
Not us.
Not us.
You don't know anything about heart. You don't know anything about work.
No. Huh? That's who we are.
Bills on 3. 1, 2, 3.